When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Erica says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I've been single for a few years now. One of my friends at work wanted to set me up on a blind date with a guy she knows from the gym.
All right.
I agreed. When I got to the date, realized the guy she set me up with was my ex's boyfriend, my ex-boyfriend's cousin.
Oh, okay.
So I dated my ex for 3 years. So I know the family pretty well. Ended up having a great time on the date. We want to go out again. The only problem is my ex.
Mm.
I don't know if it's a good idea to date someone from the same family. My mom thinks I should because she hasn't seen me this happy in a while, but my friends think it's weird and it may cause problems in the family. I've been texting him a lot. I can see this going somewhere. Is this too messy or totally fine?
Oh, anybody have any experience with dating within the same family?
I think a lot of this, I want to know how close her ex is with the cousin. Like, are they more like brothers? Or is it like they see each other maybe at family events and it's not, you know, too big of a deal to where they're not like super close?
Right. I think it definitely could be messy. That's for sure.
Yeah. That's a fact. I wish you would have included, you know, how close her ex and the cousin are.
Yeah. I don't know. I think maybe, you know, YOLO. Let's just see what happens.
YOLO, let's see what happens.
Yeah, why not?
So do we give the ex a heads up? Like, hey, I'm dating your cousin now. Hope it's cool.
You know, if his opinion doesn't mean anything to you, I wouldn't.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to not do it because he says, yeah, that's not cool. I mean, but it's a cousin. It's not like, it's not like his brother.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes cousins are as close as brothers. That's why I wanted to know what their relationship is, because I feel like that does matter.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I mean, so I don't have any cousins that are close to my age. So that was never any sort of issue.
Got a text message from a listener. It will be very messy. My cousin married my ex. It's very awkward at family gatherings.
Mm. All right. Well, there's one take on that. Do you have any experience with this? Because I think that's going to help. Just like that listener there, all right?
Uh-huh.
502-795-1997. That is our number, group therapy. We'll take some of your stories and your thoughts on the way. All right, so group therapy. Erica had a great time on this blind date she just went on. Worried about taking things further because he's her ex's cousin. How messy could that get?
Yeah, she's just wondering, does this mean that he's kind of off limits, or should it be okay?
Right, right.
Now, we know that she dated the ex for 3 years. They've been broken up for a couple of years now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how close her ex is with the cousin. But we got a couple of people saying, well, first saying, no bueno, wouldn't do it. Stay away, too messy. Now, the other thing is they said, well, it should be the guy, the cousin, approaching her ex to see if it's okay based on their relationship.
Well, that's a good way to, and so, well, I would imagine the cousin would know too. Like,
I would imagine.
Like, he's not oblivious to who she is,
I'm sure.
Right.
If she knew who he was,
then he probably knows who she is.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. So maybe they just need to have a conversation and say, hey, why don't you kind of run it by, my ex, AKA your cousin?
And just make sure that's cool, because I just don't want to cause any problems. But I really, really like you. Lisa says she'll go get that cousin.
Yeah, it's funny. On Facebook, there's several people that are like, oh, yeah, it could be messy. But others are like, yep, go for it, girl.
Yep. And we're going to pop some popcorn and watch it all happen. Becky says, I only had one boyfriend beside my husband, and my sister married him.
Oh.
We were all friends for a very, very long time before I dated him. It didn't work out. I moved on, found the love of my life, and married him and had kids.
Mm-hmm.
My sister asked if it would be okay if she dated my ex, who stayed one of her best friends during all of that. I said I would not stop her happiness. Mm. They've been together for 20 years now.
Mm.
So I think it's a matter of the cousin asking the ex because it's his family.
Yeah, okay. I get that.
That's a really good perspective.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, maybe talking to the new guy and letting him take the lead on it, meaning the cousin,
yeah, like,
is
hey,
the way
you know,
to go.
I dated your cousin for 3 years. Do you think he's going to be cool with this? Megan said, I would express a concern to the new guy. Let him take the lead. She shouldn't miss out on something if he's not worried about it. And a lot of people said she doesn't owe her ex anything at this point.
Yeah, so if the cousin is fine with it, is that the only opinion we need?
Well, yes, I think so.
Because I kind of go back to what I originally said, and are you going to value what your ex's decision is, or are you going to honor what your ex's decision is?
I feel like ultimately the cousin is going to have to deal with any family consequences if there is an issue.
Yeah, because the ex, even though they'd been broken up for a little bit, I mean, the ex could still be like, no, I don't even want to see you around and just say no.
Could be, but it doesn't sound like it was like a horrible breakup. So, you know, I think it should be. The fact is, it would be different, I think, if it was like maybe 6 months.
Are we
or
both
a couple of months.
Giving Erica a thumbs up, a green
yes,
light?
Yes, we are. This could be the love of her life. This could be it. And maybe her ex was just part of her path that led her to this guy.
Her Prince Charming.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
That's how I like to look at it.
All right, great. Erica, go get that cousin.
That's right. Go for it. Get it.
Go get that cousin. Let me find. There we go. There we go. Go get
Stop.
That cousin.
She's not dating her cousin.
I know. That's kind of what it implies.
That's different. That's different.
Keeping it all in the family, Erica. We like that.
Even though I think we've said before, you know, even if it was her cousin, we'd be like, go for it. It's true love.
Well, I think in Kentucky, isn't first cousin? First cousin's no, but second
cousin.
You're
not allowed to marry them, yeah.
Yeah, but second cousin, green light.
It's all good.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, good luck with that, Erica. Keep us posted and tell us how it all works out. That is Group Therapy.